listening to WWBC Coco Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco Rockledge and W264AS Rockledge Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, praise God. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is another day that the Lord has made. We are rejoicing and we are so glad in it. Praise our God for this opportunity, this time to come into your cars, into your homes, under your garage, or wherever you're sitting, by the radio station, WWBC 1510 on your AM dial. It has been impossible this morning for me to come on. Amen. It's been a minute since I've been live. It's been a minute since I've been live. I'm live right here in the studio on today. So don't knock the doors down and try to get here. Just come on, come on, come on. Join in with me. Join in with me. Again, we're glad to be here this morning. We thank God for you once again tuning into the radio broadcast. Amen. It's about time for your miracle. Amen. It's about time for your miracle. No matter what you're in, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, it's about time for your miracle. Things are getting ready to happen. Why? Because God is still on the throne this morning. Amen, amen. And he's working on your behalf. He's working out on your behalf. Praise our God. Do not be dismayed. Do not discouraged. Amen. Do not get discouraged because God is still who he say he is. And he's going to do exactly what he say he's going to do. Hold your head up high. Hold your head up high. Tell somebody now that Apostle Watkins is now on the air. Amen. Again, give them the radio station. Hallelujah. 1510 on your AM dial. Praise our God. Amen. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another time. We thank you for another opportunity. We thank you for another day. For this is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you now, God, because of who you are and where you are, Father. And we bless you right now, Father God. Look on those that are on their way taking care of business today, oh God. Look on those that are on their way to work or at work, God. Maybe on their break, whatever they're doing today, God. Cover them in your blood. Look on the sick and the shattered and the bereavement right now. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Listen, we want to send out our condolence to the bereaved families, those that are going through bereavement hour. You may know that I don't know. We want to send out our condolence to them, praying for them in the passing of their loved ones. Praise our God. We want to send our condolence out to Pastor Montgomery. Amen. Hallelujah. And New Hope Word of Life and their congregation. Amen. For one of the members passed. And we want to send out our condolence to this family. Amen. Gloria, Sister Gloria and her husband. Amen. We want to send out our condolence to that family. Praise our God. Hallelujah. We want to pray for them that God would see them through. Also, Charlie Smith, amen, down in Melbourne. We want to send out our condolence to you and the passing of your mother and your family. We're praying for you all that God would see you all through, see you through. Amen. The homegoing services for Sister Gloria will be on Saturday at 10 o'clock. Amen. At New United Church of Deliverance in Titusville. Amen. That's where the late Bishop William was the pastor. Now Pastor Simmons is there. Amen. We want to pray for them that and see that God would see them through. Pastor Bradley. She's the pastor. Bradley is the pastor. Amen. Hallelujah. So we pray for them. Amen. Also, the homegoing for Mother Charlie Smith's mother will be on Saturday also in Melbourne at Greater Faith Temple at 10 o'clock. So those of you that in that area, you know that's family, you know them, go there, throw your arms around them. Those of you that are in this area that know Pastor Montgomery and her family, New Hope Word of Life, and come around and throw your arms around and encourage this family. Again, we're praying for those that you know that I don't know, that God will see them through. Amen. We want to thank God for our Lady Watkins. Amen. bless you. God bless you to my church mother, our church mother, Mother Brown. Amen. And to all the elders and ministers and evangelists and prophets there at the Power of Faith Healer and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Well, yours truly is the founding pastor, Apostle Dr. Curtis Watkins. Amen. I tell you, God has been good to us. We've been busy. We have been busy in the month of June. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless us. We just finished up Holy Convocation. Amen. Hallelujah. Before that, we was in our church anniversary. Praise God. Before that, we were in revival. Then church anniversary. Praise our God. Then we was down in Melbourne with Apostle Elizabeth Haywood down there. Amen. Her anniversary. Then she came up and been in our revival church anniversary. Praise our God. We have had some times in services this past week and last month, this month. Praise our God. And then yours truly celebrated a birthday on Tuesday. Praise our God. The Lord bless me. Amen. He blessed me to see another year. God bless your daughter. Hallelujah. I tell you, God blessed me to see another year. And I want to thank all of you all that gave me a birthday shout out and called and text and showed up. And I want to thank all of you all. Thank all of you all that wanted to be there and couldn't be there, such as my daughter here. Bless you, Lord. God bless you. I thank God for you. Love you dearly. I tell you, God is so good. Amen. Today's good. I want you to know God is still on the throne. And he's still moving, amen. No matter what it looks like, God is still moving by his power, amen. The enemy has tried to come in and throw things and try to deter what God is doing and try to make you feel like God is not moving fast enough or God is not answering you fast enough. But I come to stop and to let you know this morning, guess what? You got to put your feet on the floor and let the enemy know you think you're trying to trap me up, but you can't trap me up. Why? Because God has given me power. He has given me authority, amen, to come over, to come through, and come out what you're trying to do. See, because the Bible says he is just as a roaring lion. He's not a lion. He's as a roaring lion. So what he does is he tried to portray that he's bigger than what he is. He tried to magnify the situation. But listen to what the word of God comforts us in all things. He comforts us in all things. He said he'll never leave us, nor will he forsake us. Now, he didn't say that we weren't going to go through anything. He said he'll never leave us, nor will he forsake us. So we're in this. We're in it. But guess what? God has the final say. God has the final authority over every situation that we're facing, over every situation that we're in. I want you to know, tell somebody you got to put your foot on it. Put your foot down on it and state your claim and let the devil know that you can't overthrow me. You can't overtake me in this situation. Because why? God has given me the power. God has given me the authority. Amen. The blood bought right has made it possible for me to come over, come out, come through, and get over what you're trying to do. So you got to let the enemy know, I am who I am. What? A person of authority. What? In the spirit realm. I'm just not mediocre. In the spirit realm, you got all power. You got power. Come on. Because he said, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. See, this is what's wrong now. We don't have the Holy Ghost. You don't have no power. You don't have no power just going by the building, just you know, going on occasions, and that don't give you power. You got to have the Holy Ghost, praise God, according to the word of God. He said, you shall receive power after, I wish I had a witness, after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And that power, it does not just give you power to just move around. It gives you power to conquer. It gives you power to come over. It gives you power to come out. Come on. It gives you authority in the spirit realm, the authority to do what? To decree, declare. Amen. Hallelujah. So this is why we must stay in the word. This is why we must be constantly given to fasting and praying. Praise God. Why? Because he said these guys come by what? Fasting and praying. After you do that, you got to do something. You just can't sit here. We're going to be like lepers. 10 lepers say, well, we're going to take a chance. If we, you know, go in, we're going to be lost. We're going to be persecuted. If we stay out here, we're going to die. So what we got to do is we got to do what? Go beyond what we see, how we feel. Come on. Because the enemy portrayed something that is just an illusion. It's really not there. Oh, praise our God. I want to encourage somebody today. Somebody today. You may be going through. And you may say, Apostle, I'm going through, and it seems like I ain't coming out. I can't get over this. Time I get over that, something else happened. Hold up. Stop. Put your foot down on it and let the enemy know. Come on. The Bible told us, the word told us, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord, come on, here we go. But the Lord, what, shall deliver them out of them all. Guess what? We got to put your foot down on it and let the enemy know. Stand on the word of God. According to the word, he said, finally, Ephesians, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord, in what, in the power of his might. Put on. You got to put on. You got to put on. Somebody, come on. You got to put on the whole armor of God that you may be what? Able to do what? Stand or do what? Against what? The wiles of the devil. Not the ones that say your friends, not them, but the gifts of the wiles of the devil, because he come with many things to try to deter you. He come with many things to try to distract you. Come on, in this hour now, we can't be distracted. Oh, somebody, come on here. You're on the wall, you're standing, and you're doing a great work, and you can't come down. So you can't be distracted right now by what the enemy, any time period, about what the enemy is doing or what he's saying. Come on, you got to be like Nehemiah. Remember in the book of Nehemiah, and I know I'm just running through here some things to bring you back into remembrance of some things. Nehemiah, they sent him a message. He was on the wall. Amen. He was on the wall. He was building the wall, and they sent him a message. See, you can't come down to the enemy. You can't come down to his level. You can't stoop to his level, even though he's sending you messages. He's sending you attacks. Come on. The attack, come on, is not so much, come on, against what you're in. It's to stop you so you can't get no further than what, come on, where you at? Come on. So you can't allow the enemy to do what? To send you a message and you don't, come on. The way you respond, the only way you respond, you tell that enemy, put your foot down on it, and you tell that enemy, you have no power, you have no authority, you have no blood bought right over me in whatever situation that you're facing. Y'all ain't gonna say nothing to me. Come on. Hallelujah. You got to let the enemy know. I've got on the whole armor, my mind. I got on the blessed plate of righteousness, according to Ephesians. Come on here. I got on the helmet of salvation, according to the book of Ephesians. Come on. I got the sword of the spirit. Y'all ain't going to say nothing to me. Come on. And I got my feet shod. Come on. With the preparation of the gospel of peace. Praise God. Because I know I'm going to go in some areas. The enemy is going to try to take you in some areas, and he's going to try to hold fast. But you got to put your foot down on it and let the enemy know, I'm standing tall. I'm standing strong. I'm not weak. I'm not weak to this. I'm true to this. Come on. Y'all ain't going to say nothing. I got all power. You got all power. He said, after the Holy Ghost. And I know that's where we was at. After the Holy Ghost is come upon you, you shall receive power. Somebody need to say, I receive power. Somebody need to type in there and say, I got power. Come on. I got dunamis power. Come on here. I could do what? All things through Christ that strengthens me. Why? Because the power that relies on the inside of you, not on you, but in you. He's in you. He's not on you. Back in the Old Testament, he came up on them. Praise God. But now he what? Lives and he resides on the inside of us. Somebody need to chop in here. I got power. You got power to subdue. You got power to overcome. Come on. You can call those things which be not as though they were. Why? Because the power that's on the inside of you, according to the word of God, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost. After the Holy Ghost is what? Come upon you, and you shall be what? Witnesses. Come on. You shall be witnesses. You shouldn't be a complainer. Y'all ain't gonna say nothing to me. You shall be witnesses. Come on. Come on. You shouldn't be a doubter. Come on. Hallelujah. Because the Holy Ghost don't make you doubt. The Holy Ghost don't make you have fear. Come on, hallelujah. You shall receive power to be a witness. Come on, I'm a witness that he's a healer. I'm a witness that he's a deliverer. I'm a witness that he will bring you out. I'm a witness that he will set you free. The Holy Ghost. Come on, God bless your minister, Felicia, all the way, hallelujah, all the way from up there in Carolina. Come on, you shall receive power. And that's what has happened. We have lost the authority. The power still works. We have lost the authority, the blood-bought right that God has given unto us as believers. You need to use what you got. Hallelujah. What are you doing with the power that's on the inside of you? Come on. When he said you can speak it, you can call those things. Excuse me. You can speak it. You can call those things which be not as though they were. Come on. Hallelujah. You got to speak it into existence. No matter what the enemy is doing, this power that lies on the inside of you, don't let it lay dormant. Oh, my God. Don't let it lay dormant. You got the power to go in your home, decree and declare. You got the power to in you to speak it to the atmosphere, to change the situations. Come on. You are a world changer. Come on. You change your atmosphere by your words. Come on. Hallelujah. Fear don't have no dominion over you. Doubt don't have no dominion over you. Apostle, you teach it real good here. That's right. It doesn't have no doubt. It doesn't have no dominion over you. You got dominion over it. Why? Because you have what? Power. Come on. Hallelujah. That's right, Minister Felicia. Power. I got power. Come on. And I'm not talking about power just to prove a point. They say, oh, I'm great, I'm this and I'm that. No, I'm talking about power to move, power to change, power, come on here, to overcome. God bless you, sister. God bless you. Praise our God. Great. God bless you. You got power there. You got power in you. Rise up. Rise up, my brother. Rise up, my sister. Rise up from that place that laying dormant in your life and use the authority as a blood-bought right. Hallelujah. To do what? To overcome. To do what? To come out. Come on here. Hallelujah to God. The Bible says, according to the word of God, he must first do what? Bind the strong man. Hallelujah. Then he can come in and do what? Spoil and take all his goods. First of all, he got to bind me. He can't bind you if you got power. Come on. Because he's already bound, according to the scripture. Come on. He can't bind you if you got the power, the authority. As believers, I'm a believer. Yes, I am. I'm a receiver. Yes, I am. I am the heel. Yes, I am. Y'all ain't going to say nothing to me. We've got to start using the power, the authority that God has given to us as believers. Come on. You're not a wimp. Come on. In the spirit. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. Get up from there. Come on. Hallelujah. Hold your head up. Hallelujah. Endure hardness as a what? Good soldier. Why? Because he's giving you power. He's giving you the authority. Somebody hear what I'm saying today. Hallelujah. Don't sit there and let the enemy run rampant over you and you don't use the authority that's on the inside of you. Come on. The enemy can't do anything to you no more and you allow him to do. Because why? After you receive the Holy Ghost, ye shall receive power. You got power to speak. Come on. You got power to decree. You got power to overcome. You got power to stand. Haven't done all. Stand therefore. Again, I'm going back over what I said earlier. Stand there. Stand. Don't run. Don't bend. Don't bow. Stand flat-footed. Put your foot down on it and let the enemy, put your feet down on it and let the enemy know I am, hallelujah, a child of God. No weapon that you try to bring up against me gonna prosper. No tongue that you try to bear, I condemn it. Come on. Why? Because the authority, the power that's on the inside of you, my brother, my sister. Come on. You got the power. Hallelujah to God. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Praise our God. I come to electric shock you back into to where you're supposed to be at. I come to pull you out of that rut. I come to let you know. Hallelujah. The Bible says, according to the word of God, Isaiah said he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes We are here. You have the power and the authority in your mouth to decree and declare, to say it. Yes, you do. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's not going to overtake you. It's not going to overthrow you. Why? Because what's on the inside of you. Come on. Hallelujah. You got to let the enemy know. Hallelujah. You just not coming over and run over me. You're just not going to bring this on me. I'm not accepting what you're saying. I'm not accepting what you're saying. Even though you try to make it be what it's not. But I'm not accepting it. Because why? The power that lies on the inside of you as believers. Rise up, my brother. Rise up, my sister. You may be driving on 95. You may be a truck driver, and you're just tuning into the radio broadcast. Or you're looking at me on Cypress Audience. But I come to tell you today, I come to warn you today about what's on the inside of you. Come on. Don't let the enemy tell you what you're going through is greater than what's on the inside of you. Uh-oh, that was good for somebody right there. That was good for somebody right there. What are you going through is not greater than what's on the inside of you. Because the word of God said greater than he that's. They're greater. He that, I had to take a minute there because I almost got up. Greater than he that's in me, than he that's in the world. Praise our God. This thing is so great. The power is so great that lies on the inside of you. Praise God. You got to know, you got to know who God is. You got to know who God is. You got to trust him. Trust it when you can't trace it. Trust God. Trust God. I couldn't trust him today. Because why? All power. All power. All power is in his hand. And it's in you today, my brother. It's in you today, my sister. You just got to trust God. Excuse me. You got to trust him. You got to trust him. Trust him with everything. Give it over to him. Don't worry. Don't fear. Don't fret. Know this, that if God be for you, who can be against you? The power of God that's in you, the power of God that's in you, guess what? Nothing can come up with you to hurt you or to harm you because of the power that lies on the inside of you. I got power. Somebody said, I got power. Yes, you got the authority according to the word of God. We're talking about power. We're talking about the Holy Ghost. As I said when I came on, hallelujah, according to the word of God, he said, ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Okay, so there are things that the enemy don't know. He think he know, but he don't know. He think he know that he got us, you know, everything under control and try to make us think that we ain't coming out of situations. But he don't know that we know that we're already overcomers. He don't know that. Because if he knew that we was already, overcomers, don't you know he wouldn't bother you? He don't think you know yet you're an overcomer. So that's why he keeps trying to throw stuff at you. That's why he keeps trying to deter you. See, the enemy don't know no more than we allow him to know about us in every given situation. Praise our God. That's why the Bible says that there was in the book of Job, remember he said there was a day that the sons of God came to present themselves to God, and Satan came also. So he came, he didn't know, but he came to see what was going on. So what he's doing is he's seeking. The Bible says he's seeking. So in other words, he's searching around. He don't know. He's trying to find out how can he come in here? How can he get in that situation and magnify and make you think that God ain't with you? Because he's seeking whom he made it about. So guess what? The power, God bless you, Evangelist Mara. God bless you. The power that is in you, praise our God, is greater to block the enemy that try to throw things and bring things. Hallelujah. Have you ever been traveling along the way and it looked like the sound be so hot and it looked like it's like a photo in the middle of the road, and the closer you get, back home in Georgia when we used to do that, the closer you get, it disappeared. So this is what the enemy does. He tried to magnify situations and circumstances that you're in, he tried to blow them up so big to make you get fearful, to make you doubt. It's not fear, doubt, and unbelief. They're going to come. But guess what? Again, because of what's on the inside of you, the power that's on the inside of you, it allows you to come, overcome fear, overcome doubt. The power that's on the inside of you. God bless you. Bless you, Michelle. Sister Michelle, God bless you. I want you to know that God is with us. The power, that's, I'm so on the power because people don't realize what authority they have in the power that is in you. It's in you. It's in your mouth. It's in your mouth to decree, declare. It's in your mouth. Come on. Your body has to line up. Every situation you're in has to line up. Why? Because of what's on the inside of you as believers. It is power. Again, according to the word of God right here. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come up on who? You. My God, help me in here. He said, then you shall be what? Witnesses. Praise God. I'm a witness. Are you a witness? Yes, Sister Nell. Are you a witness? Yes, Evangelist Mara. Come on. Yes. You're talking to people that has come through some things. You're talking to people that has come and going through, still going through some things. But we know. According to the word of God, and we know what all things, I'm going to be in a witness, and we know that all things will work together for the good of them that will love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. That's what the power in you make you know. And we know. And we know. If I don't know nothing else, I know he's a healer. I know he's a deliverer. I know he's a way maker. Come on. If I don't know anything else, I know that my time is getting close. And we got to use the authority, the power that's on the inside of us. I got 1 minute left. We got to use the authority and the power as believers. What are you doing with the power that's on the inside of you? Are you letting it lay dormant? Are you complaining? Are you walking in fear? Are you walking in doubt? Come on, I'm walking in the power, in the authority that God has given to me as a believer, according to the word of God. Excuse me. You say, well, Apostle, I just tuned into the radio broadcast, and I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know him, but I give you an opportunity to come to know him. It's just as simple as this. I got to hurry here because I got to get off this air. All you got to do is confess with your mouth, believe in your heart, that God has raised Jesus from the dead. And he said, thou shalt be saved. That's all. That's just as simple as that. You don't have to write a letter. You don't have to get nobody's permission. Come on. Just believe in your heart. Confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead. And he said, thou shalt be saved. If you believe that and you confess with your mouth, guess what? You're saved. Find your Bible-based church. Get in there. So you'll learn about the power that's on the inside of you now. Walk therein. Guess what? It's about time for your miracle. I got to go. Jim, Friday, same station, same location, same time, 9:30 to 10. Guess what? It's about time for your miracle. Tell somebody today, when you're going along your way and use the power that's on the inside of you, tell them it's about time for your miracle. And they're going to want to know what you're talking about. Then that's when you can tell them. Amen. I'm a witness. I got to go. Guess what? I've got to get up and leave you. But he said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. He said, I'll be with you. My time is come and gone. See you in the move of God around the airways on Friday, 9:30 to 10 o'clock. It's time for your miracle. God bless you.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence at 6 o'clock, corporate prayer. and 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our event.